Everyone's a Finkel friend on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Get ready for another heapful of fascinating things to know from witty and intriguing people on Judd's Napa Valley Show. No stale script and no rehearsing, live from a Napa studio. You may be that intriguing person on Judd's Napa Valley Show. On Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa. Judd's Napa Valley. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, I'm Lauren Mull, and here's your host, everybody's favorite winemaker, Judd Finkelstein!
Thank you very much, Mr. Lauren Mull. Everybody's favorite. I like that. Can I use that now? Can I put that on my card?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate the giving me that title. Tell me what's new with you. We were not here last week due to a bit of a family thing had to deal with. All seems to be well. We had a relative go to the hospital, so we wanted to make sure that all was well. Had to split town for a bit. But thank you for your kind wishes. You, Lauren, and other folks who reached out, and we're doing okay, it seems.
So. Yes, the whole North Bay sends its love to you, Judd, during this difficult time.
And I felt that.
All the listeners of KVON and all the staff here at Wind Down Media.
Well, thank you. No, it really means a lot. I appreciate that. You're a very, you're a good friend and a loyal companion, a sidekick, an announcer, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Judd.
Thank you. Tell me what's going on. You hinted earlier, just before we went on, like I was about to push your microphone button, you said, I got something big to say. I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
And look, the red lights are working again.
They got the light fixed. Was that the big news? They got the light fixed on the microphone?
Yes. Sadly, we didn't get that the last time we were here.
No, and that's always exciting to see that red light go on. But what is your big news? Because I'm guessing it's not that the light was fixed.
No. Okay. It's something else.
Okay, what is that?
This past Saturday night, I went to see the Doo-Wop Project over at the Uptown Theater.
Oh, how was it?
It was fantastic. Those guys are a class act.
Can you give me a little doo-wop ditty here?
When are you done down me and you fell and I melted? I try to reach you, but you're so hard that I melted. But then I fell through the cracks and I'm trying to get back. See, they kind of doo-wopified that song. I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Nice. I need to get a little more into doo-wop. I tangentially know the genre. But I know some people who are very into it. In fact, I know a fellow who's a doo-wop historian and has written about it and DJs it. And maybe we should just get him as a guest. He's not here in Napa Valley, but I still think that would be a fun guest we could talk about.
Where is he at?
He is in Los Angeles by way of growing up in Brooklyn, which is a big doo-wop center there in the East Coast.
Well, that's not so bad.
No. Ramalama Ding Dang, let's make it happen.
Sure.
Okay.
And I even got an autographed CD from the Doo-Wop Project as well.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm sorry I didn't bring it today.
Well, share the title with me. I'd like to look it up.
Sure.
Privately, off the air. We don't want anyone else finding out what their CD is called. Anything else we need to talk about in the world of Lauren Mull?
Oh, Cindy Skinner and Napa Valley Voices. Coming up later this spring, we're doing a Spring USA Road Trip repertoire.
Oh, are you taking it on the road or that's going to be here?
No, it's going to be here locally in Napa. We're performing all throughout different retirement homes.
I see. And it's public. People could come to these?
As a matter of fact, from what I hear, yes.
Fantastic.
I think that's true.
I appreciate that, Lauren, because so many times you come on here, you tell me about these wonderful gigs you're doing, and they say, and it's private. And and then I'm disappointed that I can't come see you. So hopefully you'll keep us in the loop and we can come check it out. Okay.
So what's been going on with you, Judd?
Oh, busy, busy. You said last week we were out of town and back. It is beautiful. Spring has sprung and it's still February, which it's beautiful.
Actually, didn't you hear the news, Jen? We're getting an early spring this year.
Which, okay, fine.
Thanks to Punxsutawney Phil and not Bill Murray.
Groundhog Day. I would feel better if we had a little, just as a guy who deals with grapes and agriculture, I'd like a little more rain before we completely come into spring.
Oh,
but we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed, it'll be a great growing year for our Napa Valley grapes. I want to tell you something. You know how we had to cancel our Valentine party at Judd's Hill because of those high winds and the road being closed in front of our place with down power lines and wobbling stacks of barrels? It just was not a good scene. We've rescheduled Valentine party for March 8th. We're extending the season of love at Judd's Hill.
Wonderful.
Come experience the Judd love. Actually, that sounds a little odd. Let's not say it that way. Let's just say come to our Judd's Hill Valentine party on Sunday, March 8th.
That sounds like a good date.
It's going to be good. It's from noon to 2:30 at the winery. And all the information is at judshill.com. Click on events. You can see the details there. All I can say is it's going to be fun. It's going to be fabulous. And it's going to be free for our wine club members. If you're not a wine club member, there is a little something that it's going to cost to attend. But you know what? Why not just become a wine club member and then enjoy it at no cost? That is the plug of the day. Now, we have got an amazing guest who I cannot wait to speak to.
Oh, we do.
Lauren Mole, would you mind, please?
Forget the typing. She writes her newsletter, Befeather, and gets kicks by dressing her pet Irish setter in leather. Just kidding. That's fallacious. And we're so happy that with her presence, she's graced us because, as Megan Dominici says, we're better together.
Ah, I like the way you worked better
Thank
together.
You.
You're welcome.
Writing her newsletter, Befeather. Megan Dominici.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here.
It is so nice to be here with the both of you.
It is. It's a pleasure. You're one of these people that just, I think, makes Napa a great place to be. Oh. You are always actively working to better our community, to bring positivity to our local citizens. We're going to get into many of the things that you do, and I can't wait to hear more about it. And here's the thing. You're certainly a community do-gooder, a good doer. You are a...
Well, let me just clarify.
Where's a pocket dictionary when you need it, Jen?
I try. That's all I can say.
But the thing is, you do. You actually do. In fact, since you mentioned that, I want to mention a quote that is on your web. So I'm going to jump right in now, and we're going to jump around because that's, you know, my brain works that way. Not always that linear, my conversation, but you have started something. You lead something called The Gig.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And if folks want to get a head start, the website is thegig, G-I-G-G, two G's, .org. And there's a quote. I don't know if it comes from you or not, but since you say you try, I like this. And the GIG stands for, why don't you tell us what it stands for?
It stands for the God is Good Group, G-I-G-G.
And the mission is to inspire and empower community through active leadership and service to others.
Yes.
Then there is a quote here on there. It says, authentic prayer includes action, and action is in capital letters, yes, which I certainly appreciate. And then it says, let us pray for our brothers and sisters in need, and then let us do something about it.
Absolutely. So that's actually a quote from Pope Francis.
There you go.
Who I am very inspired by, because he tells us all the time that we need to get out of our churches and out to the people. So if we're just doing in our local churches and praying and whatever, it's not complete. We have to go out and finish that prayer through action.
Fantastic. I think action is the key word here. I don't want to get too into all this, but when I hear people say, you know, sending thoughts and prayers, I think it's nice. It's nice you're keeping this in mind. But if you actually go and do something, take the action, then you've got me.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, and I absolutely respect that you are out doing this. So we're going to get into all these things you do.
Okay,
where to start with you? You are so ingrained in Napa culture here. Are you a Napan? From here originally?
I am born and raised.
You are.
Absolutely,
I kind of thought so. Here's the thing. I've known you quite some time, and I'm not sure how well I know you. Actually, how do I know you? I feel like I've known you forever. But
that is a good question.
I know it has to do with Be Kind.
Yes. And the fact that Holly and I both did the Leadership Napa Valley. At different times.
That's it.
But that has connected us,
too. Okay. My dear wife, Holly, who's very involved with the Be Kind movement, somehow got connected with you. Somebody maybe said, oh, you got to talk to Megan Dominici. Yeah. She is doing fabulous work. And the two of them connected. Now we've all connected. And here we are. So I think that's how we know each other. So, okay. So, but I'm going to get a chance to know you better, which is great. Okay. So you are a Napan through and through.
Very much so.
All the way.
I'm one of seven. All of us born and raised here in Napa.
Yeah.
And cousins. So, yes. There's a lot of us. My maiden name is Savage, so there's a whole load of savages here in Napa. We really do fit the word.
I say, I'm going to take that sound clip and just play it over and over. I love it. Do you want to give your schooling lineage for those who might be listening who appreciate that type of...
Okay. Well, I went to St. Apollinaris and then to Justin Siena and then to the University of Pacific.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You Northern Californian. Keeping it.
I really, really am.
Okay. So being a Napan, when did you get on this path of just making Napa as fabulous as possible, making sure that the people here are being taken care of and putting these positive programs together? At what point did you see that that was the right path?
That's a good question. I think that my background was always there because I suppose my parents and my grandparents did. They were always active in the church and the community and doing things. My grandpa was a Rotarian. So there was always that. But when I came back from college, I was asked to be to take on the youth group at St. A's, which I didn't know very much about. My major was sports medicine, and so I jumped in. But really, what I knew was service, so that's where I focused.
Well, medicine almost, you know, that speaks to that too, wanting to take care of people. Sure. So can we jump back just a moment?
Yeah.
Sports medicine. So what was your thought there? What appealed to you?
My hope was to get into physical therapy school, and I got on a wait list and I moved home, and then one thing led to something else, and youth ministry became my full-time deal, and I loved it, and here I am now.
Well, and good for us. I'm glad. So, all right, let's now jump back to the gig. You've got a big smile on your face. I love it. This is something you are so passionate about, and as you well should be. So let's talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
This is something that you... Am I right that you founded this? You put this together?
Yes, yes. Although my husband came up with the name. Okay. So when I left youth ministry, I guess it's been about 5 years, left St. A's, and I was staying at home with my littlest. There were still people that we were serving in my role of youth ministry that still needed service. And so we thought, well, we have the connections where we should keep doing what we were doing. We just needed a different place to do it. And we had a nonprofit already set up for another thing. And under that, we wanted to make the gig. So we wanted to be able to do just service. And the cool thing about the gig is that it's young people and adults serving hand in hand, which is a beautiful thing.
It is indeed. Do you want to talk about some of the wonderful things you do, or do you want me to prompt you? I've got a few bullet points here, but if it comes from you, I think it's better.
Our favorite thing that we have done, and you know a lot about it because Holly and the girls have worked so closely with me on this, but homeless birthday parties are our favorite. Right as the gig was starting, my daughter Sophia and I saw something on TV of a kid doing this somewhere, and we thought, well, this is so easy. So Sophia and I went over to the homeless shelter and asked if we could put together some birthday parties for the kids in the shelter that had birthdays coming up. Yeah. And they were so excited, and we did these, and it was when the Samaritan House was open and in place, and we would go there and we'd set them up. And then a couple years into it, Sophia was asking some questions when we were dropping off one of the parties, and about other kids who are homeless that don't live in the shelter. And that was like an eye-opener for her, is that there's actually we have kids in Napa who are, you know, couch surfing is what they call it, from one house to the next. And they're actually not in the shelter. And so we decided we wanted to take on all these birthday parties. And, you know, some months are bigger than others. We'll have 4 or 5, and others will have 2. And it just depends. And it's been amazing because our community is amazing. And all we have to do is throw it out there. And everybody signs up. And like we say, we're better together.
Together. That is your catchphrase, and you certainly live by that. And it bears true what you just said. The community rallies around this. We have, through Be Kind, have joined you in sponsoring these birthday parties for kids without homes. And it is, what is the right word? I mean, there's a Yiddish phrase for klempt. I mean, I get very emotional and I get goosebumps and, you know, literally I've been brought to tears seeing the kids and the people rally around this. And, pardon me. I know every time that we have one coming up, we put a little sign up sheet online of what is needed and how these things work. I don't know if you want to talk about how it looks or if I should just keep talking. You're the...
Oh, okay. Either way, I mean, it really is. I mean, we put it out there. We say what the needs are. And I think, John, don't you think that people are looking to serve? They want to do good. And there's a whole load of people out there who may not know how to do it. And all they want is an opportunity. And when we throw these opportunities out to them, they just jump on it.
Yes, I do still have. I know it's a little tough. There's a lot of craziness and division in our world these days. Mm-hmm. But I still have quite a bit of faith in our fellow people and in our community. And so how these birthday parties work, I'm going to walk folks who are listening through it because they might want to get involved. And I hope you will, dear listener. So through Be Kind works with the gig to take on some of these. You can't do them all.
No.
We find out about a kid in need and what that kid might like. So let's just say, for instance, there's been a Harry Potter. We've had a kid who was into Harry Potter. So we've set up these birthday parties. The folks over at Roundtable is where we do many of them, over the one on Redwood. And they've been great about giving us a room, the private party room. So anyway, we put together a list, like an online sign-up, and there'll be, you know, Harry Potter decor, Harry Potter place settings, you know, plates and napkins and that type of thing. Maybe a few gifts and they're listed. But then it goes beyond gifts. It goes to like needs.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Shoes in this size, clothes in this size, toothpaste and toothbrushes. I mean, things like that. As well as some fun things too. I mean, it's a birthday party after all. A cake. And people have stepped up and bake these gorgeous, like the kinds you would see on TV baking shows, you know, show up. Anyhow, we put it out via social media, in our case, on the Be Kind Napa page, and in your case,
The Gig.
The Gig is the name of the Facebook page. And I would say within 20 minutes, certainly within an hour, like it's either completely filled or almost all filled. Oh, also gift cards for Roundtable. And Roundtable's been nice about it. I keep giving them plugs because they've been great. But
and I should plug Fazerati's. They've been very good with us. And I think that's the fun of multiple people working on this because you have connections certain places and you make it happen. And we're able to, and we don't have to overuse anyone. It brings a load of people
more
together.
Of the community.
And we've had, I know my sister in at the Queen, she... Her ICU unit has, you know, adopted and taken it on.
That's great.
So I love that. I love if there's a little service group or a Girl Scout group and that kind of, if anyone wants to do this, we've had some of our advisory classes at Justin, you know, do it. And it's very exciting to have people be part of it.
It is. And then to see the kids show up, you know, maybe an hour before the party starts to set up, they decorate with all the decor that's been donated. They put the cake out. They lay out the gifts and then leave before the actual guests show up.
Yep.
And do you want to talk about why that's important?
You know, it was something my daughter has said the whole time. Sophia keeps saying it's really important that everyone feels special at least one day a year. And for us to be able to come in and discreetly set this up so that they can walk through the door and experience their birthday party is pretty special.
It's wonderful. They don't have to feel, and if the folks who set it up aren't there, the other people, you know, the guests, the family, you know, they don't feel like they're being watched or awkward in any way. They can just have their own party. And it's just wonderful to be able to create that childhood memory that, you know, I think every kid should have a memory of a birthday party.
Yeah, and I've had a mom say, just moved to tears, that her community cared enough about her and her child to want her child to have this. And that's the powerful. And it really allows the parents to have a bit of dignity in throwing these parties.
Yeah.
It becomes more about them and less about us,
there
which it
go.
Should be.
Absolutely. was it Maimonides who said that the highest form of giving is anonymously?
Yeah, that's powerful. It really is. Mm. It's kind of hard, I think, sometimes for people to do, you mm-hmm. know, but it is true. Very true.
There you go. So thank you for that. And if anybody listening would like to get involved again, what's the best way to contact you? Is it through the Facebook page? Is there another
on the website? On the website, on thegig.org, there's a place that you can sign up to receive our newsletters.
Okay. And again, yeah. It's The Gig, and Gig has three Gs. It's G-I-G-G.
Yep.
.org. Yep. There's another G. So there's a good place to find out about that. Okay. So beyond that, the Gig does quite a bit more. You just did something, was it last night?
We did, yes. Let's we hear went about that. To the last Monday of every month, there is a Christian fellowship night for people with disabilities. And for years, even before the Gig, when I was back at St. A's, we were asked to do one night a year. To come and do a little entertainment. And it's so super fun because we get up and we do Christian music. My friend Sally plays the guitar and we sing. It sounds terrible. And yet it's amazing at the same time. It is beautiful because we get everybody up and there's mm-hmm. a huge amount of energy and we're jumping around doing hand motions and they love it. And we love it. We love it.
So who comes to this? Where is this marketed? Who is this marketed to? Who is invited in?
That's a really good question. And I don't know if I have all those answers, okay. But years ago, my dear friend, Betty Sweet, who she ran it, she's no longer with us anymore, but she organized a night so that people with disabilities would have this fellowship and they pray. And it's super simple and sweet. And different churches come and provide, they cook. Like last night, the St. A's Women's Guild cooked a pasta dinner. And so they're the ones that invite us over to do it. And big old pasta dinner. Hmm. And we come in and do a little entertainment. And I think nice. I think we might be one of the younger groups to come in and do it. So it's a lot of fun because we bring in all these kids to just be together. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. On behalf of the community, I'm going to say that many times. We're going to have to take a break right
okay.
now. We're about halfway through. Perfect. You okay so far?
I'm good. Thank you, Jen.
You're a little nervous coming in.
But I was a little bit.
You have lit up, and this is fantastic. But we'll be back.
Okay.
We're going to be talking more with Megan Dominici, who does so many fabulous things in our community. So stay tuned to find out more about what she's up to. And in the meantime,
we'll be right back with more of Judd's Napa Valley Show here on 1440 KVON, the North Bay's news and talk authority. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Every episode, a veritable cornucopia of finkle fun.
Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show. Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Would you like to hear more past episodes of Judd's Napa Valley Show? Go to judshill.com. Under Expressions, click Radio Show and subscribe to our podcast. Listen anytime, day or night, anywhere in the world. Now, back to the show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lauren Mole. And our guest is Megan Dominici. She is doing all kinds of wonderful things in our community. And you've got something in a bag.
I sure
it's
do.
It's right here on this beautiful wood table here at KVON. And I can't see into the bag, but it looks like you've got something you want to give away, talk about. What did you got?
No, it's totally random.
Good.
Because you told me to bring random.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and so I asked my kids last night, and it's a jar of pickles.
Oh, and it's opened and most of them are gone.
No,
I'm kidding.
New.
This, yes, and is there a story behind this? No,
I thought it wasn't supposed to be. I mean,
well, there's a story behind anything.
You're right.
Random, so.
My daughter, Sophia, loves pickles.
Hey.
The boys in my house won't eat them at all.
Oh.
But somehow, I think we were out of pickles a while ago, and then all of a sudden they've multiplied.
Yeah.
So the other day I showed up with a couple more jars, and she laughed and she was like, "We have a whole load of pickles in the house." So
Okay, well,
hence why she said,
listeners,
Judd.
If you would like to have this brand new in wrapper, unopened jar of surplus pickles from the Dominici household. By the way, this is not like your bargain brand either.
No.
These are top shelf Claussen kosher dills, minis. By the way, minis.
Yes, the mini ones.
You know, from the pantry of Megan Dominici. Be the first to tweet. What, we still haven't come up with a name for this bit.
Yeah, what's going on, Judd?
I know. We used to have a name for it because people would bring these goodies and
others
could get their hands on them. So it's like getting your hands on Judd's goodies. But, you know, our DA and two police chiefs said maybe not. So we have to come up with something. Anyway, get your hands on these delicious kosher dills by Claussen and enjoy. So be the first to tweet. I want pickles. Let's just say I want pickles. We'll put it that way. Include the hashtag JNVS and also put at Judd's Hill. That way I will see it immediately. I will bring this jar of pickles back to the tasting room at Judd's Hill Winery at the south end of Silverado Trail.
Or the north end if you're coming back the other way.
I don't think it works that way. Well, I guess so. The north end if you're coming from... Huh? Well, I guess, yeah, the south end of, okay, we're just north of Trancas. Let's put it that way so we don't confuse anybody. We're a mile north of Trancas. These pickles will be there if you're the first one to tweet. We'll have them there till Friday for you to pick up. And if you don't, I'm taking them home because I like pickles.
Kosher
dills, that's delicious. Okay, enough of that pickly nonsense. But thank you for bringing these.
I am so glad I could share.
That's actually something quite useful.
You know, I mean, very practical.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good sandwich.
All right, let's talk a little more about some of your fabulous community doings. Where do you want to go? You want to talk about the Youth Leadership Academy? Do you want to talk about the Better Together Ball? I want to talk about them both. Where would you like to start?
Okay, let's do Youth Leadership Academy.
All right, let's start. This is...
I mean, because it is something that your wife and I mean, we were lucky enough to experience Leadership Napa Valley. And as soon as I took that program, I just knew that it was something we needed to do with our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it all stemmed.
And what is it?
Okay, so Youth Leadership Academy is a program for middle schoolers to learn from our community leaders right here in Napa. And so we have two different weeks set up in the summer where they can sign up and really be hands-on leadership. They get to meet some really active leaders, including our fire chief, our police chief, Donnie Robinson. We do a day out on paddle boards. I mean, we really have had a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Well, my older daughter went through it. Mm-hmm. She loved it. She was very impressed with meeting Donnie Robinson, mm-hmm. who then became a guest on this very show. Oh. And folks can go back and listen to his podcast episode, the Olympian, the bronze medal winner in the Beijing BMX event. She loved getting out on a paddleboard in the Napa River, had never done anything like that, and loved meeting all these leaders who she would not have had access to otherwise, to learn about what it is they do and how they work in the community.
Yeah, and the whole idea really is about, I've done a number of different leadership stuff through the years with young people, and so often I walk into a room and I'll ask them, who here is a leader? And you can see them be really timid, and they're afraid that if they raise their hand, they're being cocky or that kind of thing. So that they're timid. And then I ask them some questions like, do you have a little brother or sister? Mm. Or is there somebody on this campus that looks up to you? And things like that. And all of a sudden, they're all raising their hands. And I think it's really labeling young people as leaders because they are. And if they own it and they learn what it means to be a good leader, then it's powerful.
That's really great how you can help them identify how they are a leader already in their life. Like, as you say, maybe they're an older sibling and they're kind of an example for their younger one or whatever it is. And then be able to build on that.
Yeah. The thing is, I think we are all leaders. I mean, we all are in some way, mm-hmm. and it's learning how to be the best leader. And I think that we need to label our young people before they hit high school as leaders. And really, I mean, you and I both know. I mean, we have some young kids. Your children, my children. I mean, they're young and they're doing pretty cool things. And so having, identifying them before they're already in their head as to what they are and are not is powerful.
Couldn't agree more.
Yep.
And I'm very glad that that was there, that resource, that program for my daughter, and hopefully my younger one will be able to go through it as well. Coming up, it's ongoing. Yes.
Yes. So we just started it. We've done 3 classes, and we'll have class 4 and 5 this summer. The dates will be out very soon. A week in June, and then another week in July. And they're different. It depends on which leaders we can get to participate during that week. But we have people from CTS and HealthQuest that do a day of like physical activity, and it's just really cool.
And how would folks who have middle schoolers or know some middle school kids who might be interested, how would they find out more information?
So we partner actually with Justin Sienna. Mm-hmm. So on their website, it'll be coming up very soon, you'll be able to sign up. So all the signups actually happen through Justin because we use their facilities as a home base.
Okay, cool. So via Justin Sienna, look on their website.
For their summer camps.
And that's called the, I have a note here. It's the Youth Leadership Academy.
Yes.
Is that what it's?
Yes.
The official name?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. And we hinted at something that's also coming up next month or April, April 4th, the Better Together Ball.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually went to that last year.
Wasn't it amazing?
I loved it, and I'd love to come back again this year.
Yes, we can't wait to have it happen. Well, Lauren, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with it?
Oh, well, when I first walked up to Justin Sienna High School, I was greeted by someone, and they walked me to the prom, and they even gave me a crown to wear on my head the whole night.
It was amazing.
I wore a suit and everything.
And you walked in on the red carpet.
I did. I got the Hollywood treatment.
Totally. And the cameras and all that stuff.
Yeah. And even Channel 7 was there.
Better Together Ball is for people with and without disabilities. It's a night for everyone to experience fun and dancing. And it is the dream of my dear friend, Dr. Erica Conway, who started this, and she happened to call me just knowing that the gig would love to be part of this. But it's Erica's dream, and we successfully completed year one, and we are looking forward to year two. We have Wonder Bread 5 perform,
they're a fun band.
Oh my goodness. And you know what's so fun about that? When Jeff and his band finished, you could just see their excitement. They loved it so much. So for them to be so into this night was, it's so cool. So cool.
Is formal dress required?
It's not required, but it is definitely encouraged because it just kicks it up a notch.
Exactly.
And the cool thing about that is that we collect dresses. We've been collecting dresses. So girls who need a dress for the event,
ball gowns?
Absolutely. Oh, wow. So and if people have dresses that they want to donate, you can drop it off at Dr. Conway's office. She's a dentist in town, and you can find her office and drop it off there. Super easy. But we have these pop-up dress fittings so that people can come and find a dress for the night. And then we have a load of people who volunteer to do hair and makeup, people from our local salons who will come to Justin during the day and do hair and makeup for all the girls.
Lauren, did you take advantage of that? Did you have your hair and makeup done last year before the ball?
I didn't have any makeup myself, but I only did my hair, though.
Okay, look, you're always sharp. Today you are wearing your handsome wind-down media cap, but you usually have your hair very well coiffed every time you're in here. Now, did you dress up? Were you wearing a tuxedo or a suit or coat and tie?
Okay, here's what I'll tell you, Jeff.
Because I've seen you. You dress up well.
Yes, I wore a suit from this menswear company. They have a store over in Fairfield at the Fairfield Mall. And I can't say who it is on the air. Jed, you told me not to plug companies that don't sponsor this show.
I don't know. Go ahead. I mean, where does Lauren Mole shop for his elegant evening wear?
All right. I got it from Men's Warehouse.
Oh,
I guarantee it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there you go, Men's Warehouse. I'd like to see some photos of you, man. What was it? Was it a suit? Did you say it was a suit or coat and tie combo? What was it?
Basically, mostly a suit.
A suit. Great. I'm sure you looked very sharp.
I did.
You know, anytime I've seen, I'm going off on a little tangent for a moment, but anytime I've seen photos that Lauren posts or brings into show from an event, he's always in theme.
Oh.
If it has like a bit of a country vibe, the dude has his jeans and his cowboy hat. You came to that event a while back for the taping at the winery that had a nautical theme, and you had the striped shirt and a little sailor's cap.
That's right.
You're good. And thanks. I firmly support that and subscribe to that philosophy. If you are invited to or heading to an event with a theme, I consider it rude to your host if you don't dress for it. So
that's right. And actually,
kudos to you, sir.
Thank you, Jed. And actually, my dad came to the event dressed in his Coast Guard uniform.
To the Better Together Ball?
No, to the white booty.
Well, yes, no, I remember that. It was perfect. I just thought maybe he, because that would be appropriate too, if you were military, that you would dress in your...
Because I am a proud supporter of our military.
Yeah, your father was a Coast Guard.
My Uncle Mike was in the Air Force.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay. So the Better Together Ball's coming up.
Yes.
And it's really open to, sounds like anybody who wants to come. You said yes. With or without disability.
Yes. So we have volunteers that sign up to be escorts. Just like Lauren was saying, every single person who comes is escorted in by this line of escorts, which really is so sweet. So sweet.
And it's Saturday, April 4th at Justin Siena.
From 6 to 9.
6 to 9 p.m. I'm going to check my calendar. I do own a tuxedo, and I'm always looking for excuses to wear it. You know, I could care less about the ball. I just want to wear a tux. Yeah. I'm kidding, of course. That sounds like a lot of fun. And if I can be there, I'm going to be there. That sounds great.
We get food donated from places like El Posto and Cole's Chop House, and Brood comes and brings... their iced coffees.
Ooh, yum.
So really tremendous support from the community.
Now, how does one attend? Are tickets necessary, and how do you get that information?
So we get the word out to all the different organizations that work with people with disabilities so that they can register just for a head count, because we want them to all receive the crowns and corsages and those kind of things. So yes, we want them to register for a head count. And then we have registration for people who want to come and escort. And of course, set up. We made this huge balloon arch. Actually, our friends from Vintage Leadership Class came and made the balloon arch. We had students from all of our high schools participate to make
wonderful.
The day possible.
Is there a cost to attend?
No, it's free.
And how could we register if we wanted to be a volunteer or an attendee?
That is a great question.
is that there on thegig.org? Or?
So we will share it on the gig. Yes, we have a piece on the gig, but Napa Valley is Better Together is the actual website or the Facebook page for the event.
Oh, how did I miss that one? What is it? Napa Valley is better together. And that's a Facebook page.
That is. So okay. Erica actually started the nonprofit. So it was so successful last year that she was able to get a full nonprofit started.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm leaving the studio today, like just walking on air, that all these good things are happening in our community.
There is
Thank
a
you.
Lot of good stuff happening.
Card tournament?
The card tournament, yep.
Should we talk about that?
Sure.
That's pretty fun.
Well, here, first of all, I believe that no matter what you're doing, you can have fun doing it.
Amen.
There is no doubt, and obviously Judd believes that.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, you look like you believe that too.
I do.
Lauren's a fun lover.
I mean, we are all about silly fun. And so, yes, we have a card tournament. We have one for adults, and then we have one for students and... this is my other, the umbrella of the gig falls, we're under the nonprofit, the Patrick Savage Memorial Corp,
okay.
Which is in memory of my brother who was killed in a drinking and driving car accident 15 years ago. And after,
so sorry.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. Yes. So we wanted to do something positive in memory of him, and he was a big leader and believed in service. And so Patrick Savage Memorial, the three things that we focus on are awareness for drinking and driving, leadership, and service. So all the things we do actually fall perfectly under the Patrick Savage Memorial Corp.
Wonderful, wonderful. And this card tournament that you sponsor every year is a very popular event and raises a lot of money.
It does. It does. And it's not anything crazy. We wanted to make sure that we kept a cost so that anyone could come. So we raise just enough for what we need to do certain things in a year. We support grad night. We have scholarships, and we definitely support Youth Leadership Academy.
Absolutely. And this is not like a poker tournament, right? No. It's a specific game. It's
really silly, simple card game that anyone can learn. And actually, the fun with it is that people come, they play, and then they go and teach a whole load of other people how to play this. I've had teachers take it back to their class because it's accounting. You have
what's
to count.
The game?
It's called 99.
Oh, okay.
And you literally are counting throughout the game. And so teachers will go and do it in their math class for fun. So, yeah, super fun. Our event, we host it the very first Saturday in January for the adults. And then as fun, just a few years ago, we started the youth one. And that happens in August.
Okay, so we're between them right now.
Yes.
But
yes.
I would imagine, again, if folks wanted to keep... There's so many things to keep track of. Is this... Would this also be on...
Yes, it's all on there.
On which?
On the gig.
Thegig.
Yes.
.org. G-I-G-G.
Yes.
.org.
I'm going to go... you know, clean up my website after this.
There's so much happening. It's all great stuff. Take a breath.
Okay.
What else you want to talk about? What do you do? Like, you know, you're so involved. It's like every second it seems like you've got something going on. Everybody in town knows you. You're involved. You must be getting pulled in a million different directions. What do you do to just chill? Because you're one of the most active people I see out there. But when it's time to just take the breath and go, okay, I need a moment. What do you like to do? Is it sitting down and watching TV? Is it taking a hike? Is it traveling? Is it getting an ice cream cone? What's your thing? Music? I don't know. What do you dig?
Well, I'm a runner, so I like that. That's a place where, but I mean, it's very active, so I don't know if I can call that my time out.
No,
but I do like to hike.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And I coach my kids. I love sports. Super involved in that. We like to be active. My husband, Jason, don't take a breath. We actually try not to.
Remind me of me. I'm always saying I need some downtime. And then the minute I have any little bit, like, what am I doing with myself now? I'm tapping my fingers like, I got to be doing something.
Yeah, and okay, we have fun doing it. So
absolutely.
So it fills us in different ways. And some of my hobbies are doing some of these things that we do regularly.
You're about to mention Jason something or other. I mean, your husband, but yes. Involved in something or other. What where was that going?
I don't know.
Things you do together, maybe.
Yes, I think so. Yes, because he's active too. And we have our own different connections and... And he loves it as much as I do. So that works for us. I don't know about my kids. I mean, they may not love that we pull them everywhere. But for the most part, we all do it together.
Okay. Well, one better together, right? It's always better together. We say that around our house all the time. There's a lot of truth to it. I've got to ask you something. You are involved and you know so many people. And you are just one of these Napa folks.
You are being way too kind to me today, Jed. I'm telling you. I'm like, woo.
Well, look at the button I'm actually not wearing at the moment because I gave it away earlier. But
yes.
I've got more and I'm going to run out in the car. But be kind, it says.
Yes.
But no, I'm not saying anything that's untrue, I don't think. But you are very well known in this community at all levels. So something that I think folks would be curious to know about you, if you don't mind. I said I wasn't going to get too personal earlier. Maybe not entirely true, because I'm going to ask you something now. You don't have to answer.
Okay.
But I hope you will. Do you, Megan Dominici, just stating for the record who I'm talking to, do you, should I ask her, Lauren?
Go ahead.
You know where I'm going with this, right? You do. Okay. Do you go nuts for donuts?
I do love a good donut.
Well, today's your lucky day. We have here a pink box that's, oh my gosh. Lauren, do you have your knife on you? Can you they taped that one up nice and good. We're going to show you this, or yeah, just rip it up. There you go. Hand that.
Somehow I must have left it home by mistake.
Okay.
Oops.
Well, you can hand that box over.
Oh, sure.
Let's have her take a peek what's inside there.
We love the pink boxes in my house.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? That's all right, Lauren. Just pop it. There you go.
Okay,
thanks.
Let me see.
All right, pop that open.
Okay.
What do you see there? Anything particularly speaking to you?
Oh, like which one would be mine?
What do you mean would be?
Oh, is?
Which one is going to be?
I am all about chocolate.
Chocolate. So yes. That is the classic chocolate raised.
The classic chocolate is good for
okay,
me.
Okay, so the maple old fashioned was not picked. The pink glaze was not picked. The crumb was not picked. The apple spice glaze was not picked. The chocolate.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. No,
well, there you go.
Asked.
Now we know something else about you. You are a chocolate lover. In what forms do you like to take your chocolate besides donuts?
Oh, ice cream. Ice cream. We eat a lot of ice cream in my house. But, you know, I have to say, so my dad had this thing where he'd make the donut cakes for our birthday. Ooh. It was super weird that he would do that. But one year he went out and bought, you know, all the donuts he could find. And of course, mm-hmm. he didn't start early, which means he had to hit a bunch of spots because butter, you know,
yeah,
you had
they
to get
run
your,
out.
Yeah, they run out. And so my favorite thing to do is to actually take a chocolate old fashioned and put a scoop of coffee ice cream right on top of it. And that is
M-G.
That is dessert. I'm not sure donuts qualify for breakfast. I think they're dessert.
That has never occurred to me.
Oh, it's so good.
Yet it will be happening to me today at some point. There's no doubt.
Big scoop.
This sun will not set before I've tried that.
It's a favorite.
Thank you for that tip. Well, good. I'm glad you got a chocolate donut to enjoy. And now it's time to play everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mad Libs.
That's right. We are going to play a Mad Libs style fill-in-the-blank word game with Megan Dominici. And Megan, you seem like somebody who would know how this works. So I have high hopes that we're going to kill it, as
my
it were.
My kids and I play a little bit of Mad Libs
okay.
in our house.
So I have no explanation necessary. Here we go. I need an adjective.
Okay, let me come up with one. How about silly?
That's a good one. A plural noun.
Okay.
More than one thing.
I'm going to go with pickles.
Oh, there. Okay.
You know.
Inspiration right in front of you. Another adjective.
How about ridiculous?
Ridiculous. Hopefully not describing our show today. A plural noun.
Another one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with giraffes. And let's go ahead and make that confused giraffes.
Oh, you are an expert. You're advanced level. You're adding the adjectives to the nouns. Okay, confused giraffes. That's absolutely allowed. Love it. Another plural noun.
Okay, I like to break all the rules, right?
So no. That's you're well within.
We'll go with broken pogo sticks.
Broken pogo sticks. Okay. Another adjective.
Okay. Gooey and sticky.
Oh, two together. Love it. Okay. You must be a lot of fun at home with this game. Another plural noun.
Okay, I'm thinking we go with extra soggy French fries.
Yuck. Okay, it's going to take me a while to write all that. Extra soggy French fries. Almost done. Two adjectives in
okay.
a row.
Two.
Rapid fire. Here we
let's
go.
Let's go with
first
crowded.
Ones. Crowded.
And with my favorite word ever, savage.
Oh, savage. Okay, here we go. Okay. So earlier today, Megan Dominici, I was on your website, thegig.org, and I found some information about the upcoming Better Together ball that we were talking about.
Okay.
You've just rewritten the information about this ball via this Mad Libs game. Are you ready to hear what you've...
I'm totally ready.
Okay. Save the date, April 4th, 2020. Our second annual Better Together ball will be on Saturday, April 4th at Justin Siena. You're nodding, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Now, here's the description of what's... And I'm thinking this came from your voice, so I'm going to read this as if you're talking about
like
the
it.
Better... This is it. Okay. We are silly together. Yeah?
We are.
There are so many pickles who came together to make this ridiculous event possible last year. You can laugh out loud. You're
I
laughing.
Like it. Okay, that's okay.
You don't have to lean back from the. Let's let him hear. Okay, I'm going to start that one again. There are so many pickles who came together to make this ridiculous event possible last year, from confused giraffes to broken pogo sticks to Wonder Bread 5. That's the great band, and to all the gooey and sticky attendees and their extra soggy French fries and caseworkers.
Nice.
All right. Can I possibly say it again? We are crowded together.
I'm liking it.
That's like the dance floor because so many people show up, right?
It was very crowded last year.
Thank you all for coming together and celebrating our differences in a way that was over the top and savage.
Woo, yeah. I love it.
Fantastic. Megan Dominici, thank you for joining us today. Oh, always a pleasure, Dad, to see you, and love being able to sit down and really talk about all the things you're up to. And I have a feeling that's just some of the things you're up to.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Well, we'll have to come back and talk about the rest sometime.
Okay, I love it.
Thanks, and all the best with everything.
Thank you, thank you.
This is Lauren Mole speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gil Amar production.